For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
All right, welcome back to the Carson Anderson program. Gator and Rieger with you today. Doug will be back on tomorrow's show. Taking your calls and texts at 248-539-9797. We're talking about the Red Wings and finishing up the season tonight. Jeff had kind of wondering, just kind of talking it out loud to you. Do you think about moving on from Dylan Larkin? And he's been here for 10 years. 10 years.
It's a lot.
And
it really is.
His rookie season made the playoffs and hasn't made the playoffs since then. And, of course, it's not all on him. He just happens to be, you know, the common link. He's definitely a plus player in the league. But, you know, would you think of moving on from him? I would not. I'm not even sure you're sold on that.
No, I'm not sold. I do think that a scenery change could help him. I also think if you could get a value for value deal. And again, I brought up the Flames and I brought up the Florida Panthers. You trade for proven players, come this way and maybe start things over again. I think we could help. But here's what I would say. While it's not on him, and you're 100% right, it blows me away it's been 10 years, but the last 3 years in March. Now, I know he didn't play last year because he was injured for some of it. The last 3 years, we've had March blowups. And he's been the captain that entire time. Now, I get it. Different coaches. Maybe you want to blame Yzerman, but it's not like him being there, his presence, has stopped them from stopping those long losing skids. That I kind of hold against Dylan.
248-539-9797. We're going to get some Brad Holmes cuts in just a minute, what he had to say this morning. Scott is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
All right.
Scotty, hello.
My point is, you know, and I have nothing against Yzerman. But you draft all these big players, Evanson, Sider, Bergeron, and they don't hit anybody. And I think that's another sore spot.
You don't think Mo Sider hits anybody?
Not really. Not like he should, like in front of the net. He should be clearing people and take a penalty. Screw it.
I would completely disagree with that.
Yeah, but Scott, listen, are they the most physical of teams? The answer is no. I think they definitely hit people, though. Where I see it is along the boards, 50-50 battles. I think way too many times they get pushed around or not coming away with the puck. But the other thing I've noticed, and Scott, both Scott's here, you tell me if I'm crazy about this. Why is it every time I look at the faceoff one stat, the Wings don't just lose, they lose by a pretty wide margin? It seems like they're constantly getting out face-offed by like 65 to 35. Am I wrong about this?
No, you're not. You're absolutely right. But when a guy comes in the zone, and I've had this complaint with, I've been a Red Wing fan since 87. When you come in one-on-one with a defenseman, one-on-one, he has no one to pass to, you plant him into the ice. And that's what I want to see our so-called big guys do. If you have no one to pass to, bye-bye.
All right. I don't know how many times we've seen a one-on-one matchup where that's happened where the player gets by him and does it, but, I mean, fair enough. Look, the argument about the Wings aren't big enough, they're not tough enough, it's been going on for a million years. I think there's a time and a place for that argument. I think you could say that, I'd rather say that from a forward standpoint, I don't know if they're physical enough from a forward standpoint. from a defense standpoint, Mosider is very physical.
He's one.
I think that Edvinson will learn to be more like that once he gets used to playing this game. And he's played, you know, 80 games in his career, and 77 are from this year. So it's not like he's played a ton. He's played 102 games in his National Hockey League career. I very much like what Simon Edvinson brings to the table. And by the way, Simon Edvinson is one of two players on the team that's actually plus in the plus minus. Yes. He's plus 15.
I mean, Ben Chiarot does hit people. The only problem is he's not a great defenseman. Let's ask Don Cherry's grandson very quickly. Sitting across the glass, I just saw Kenny lose his freaking mind when that last caller insinuated that Sider never hits anybody.
Sider initiates a lot of contact. He doesn't need to be challenged by anybody. He'll do the dirty work. He'll initiate. We saw Soderblom do it quite a bit when he was up with the team. Edvinson, I think, will learn. Rasmussen does it. Chiarot does it. This team is not, there's no lack of physicality. It's just when you have players like Chiarot, like you bring up, I mean, he's just not a good defenseman. That's the only issue there.
What they don't have, and this is, I mean, people hold it to the standard, they don't have a Tkachuk.
Yes, they don't have a guy who's willing to, after the whistle, mix it up and get in your face and be a rat. They don't have that.
And none of the defensemen are like, even like Sider's not, Chris Chelios was like that, right? Chris Chelios is annoying as hell. When he was playing with the Blackhawks, I hated Chris Chelios because after the whistle, all he was doing was face washing Steve Yzerman or Sergei Fedorov or whoever, hammering through the boards after the play, not getting whistled for it. I hated him. It took me a while when he got traded to the Red Wings to really fully accept him. And it felt like when he was a Red Wing, he was never the same player he was when he was with Chicago because he was older. But nonetheless, they don't have that type of player.
Right. I think the term is, and Steve said it himself talking about Yzerman, they're not tough enough to play against. And that's accurate. They're just not. So whether you view that as they're not tough enough or they don't hit enough, whatever the case is, they're not physical enough. They need to be a tougher team to play against.
When it comes to perhaps signing someone of substance in the offseason, this came from Kukla's Corner.
Oh, yeah.
And Adam Proto of the Hockey News said,
I read those guys.
So the Red Wings may overpay to get some top talent to sign with them, but that's the cost of doing business for a team that is consistently underwhelmed for almost a decade. The other option for Yzerman is to acquire an elite player via trade, but that will almost certainly mean giving up significant draft capital. So far in his tenure, Yzerman has been reluctant to do much of that, aside from moving the Bruins' first-rounder in the DeBrincat trade. In some regards, that's admirable for Yzerman's part because you want as many prospects in the system as possible, but sooner or later, you need a difference maker and an experienced hand to get you into the playoffs, and that's where the Red Wings are right now.
You know, to be fair, I mean, Steve has gone at his own pace, and it has been 6 years, and people obviously are losing their patience, but it's not like they don't have the equity to go out and make a big-time trade. They have a stacked farm system. They got guys they can trade. If he identifies that dude that Kukla could be talking about, you could go out and get him and make yourself a pretty important trade that could help you next season.
Well, they have prospects, but what those prospects are, they're not like blowing you away by being point of game guys, or this is a possible 50 goal scorer. I don't know if they have that guy, but they've got guys that like seemingly would be great fits in a couple of years. I don't know how many of those guys are going to be top two line guys, but they'd certainly be second two line guys.
Yeah. But you trade them to teams that obviously currently are rebuilding.
You could, you absolutely could.
You get one of their better players.
Jeff's in Commerce. Jeff, welcome to 97 The Ticket. Hey, Jeff.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey guys. I don't take this the wrong way. I've lived here my whole life. I love the Detroit sports teams. But maybe you already talked about this, but why, in your opinion, and I know one of you is super, super critical, but why does Yzerman get a pass? 9 years of losing.
I don't know if anybody's here. We haven't said he's gotten a pass.
Well, the 9 years is not all on him. It's been 6 years on him. But Jeff, like,
It doesn't matter. Look what Gores did with the Pistons. He came in and cleaned house. He was a buffoon
after
4 years?
It took a while for Gores.
Why? I know. No, it did. He did. He finally groomed everybody, brought in.
So
the Lions finally figured it out. But it just seems from a kind of a – I'll be admitting I'm a Fairweather fan, but it seems like – anybody else. There's just something about Yzerman. He's untouchable.
All right, I got to stop with it because he's not. He's gotten plenty of criticism. He's gotten plenty of criticism from this show. And I keep saying, I look at it, if you're on the hot seat, you got the three levels of the hot seat. And I think, and I kept saying that if they don't make the playoffs, that level is going to level three on the hot seat, and it's up to him to do something this offseason.
I hear you.
And then if things aren't starting off well next year, then we have this serious discussion about is he the problem? Because he's been able to draft well, but the free agency.
Oh, God. And that, the trade.
And the trade.
I mean, the trade with DeBrincat was great, but people will say he fell in his lap. But Gator, I agree with you. Like, nobody's saying to fire Yzerman right now, except for I heard Kenny Cott say it many times in the afternoon show. Nobody's saying fire Yzerman. Nobody. But if he doesn't make the playoffs next year, then yes, we have a conversation. But this is the year that he's got to go out and he's got to make the team better. And I think he will.
It's a very important offseason for the Red Wings that'll start after tonight's game, tonight being the last game of the season. Okay, switching gears back to football. Brad Holmes spoke this morning. Said a lot about the upcoming draft. We will hear what he has to say about moving up in the draft, moving back in the draft, and also what it means for positions of need. We talk about that a lot on the show. People always say, well, they have a need for this, a need for that. What does Brad Holmes think? We'll hear from him next on 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so believe it or not, we're a week away from the NFL draft, the first round of the draft next Thursday night. Clock starts at 8 o'clock at night, a little after 8, I guess. But it's exciting times. We love the draft here. Can't wait for the NFL draft. Can't wait to see what Brad Holmes decides to do. And, of course, there's multiple things you can do, different position groups you can go after. Do you move up? Do you move back? Do you stay put? All types of questions. There's even more questions when you look at the list of players that they brought in to actually interview. The receiver from Texas, Golden, was brought in. I still don't know why. I don't know why you're bringing Golden, because he's a first-round talent, and even if he's available to you at 28, are you taking the wide receiver at 28?
Maybe, best player, Gator.
When you still have the receivers that you have? Assuming you're not going to be trading Jameson Williams, but if you do, then I guess that makes sense. But if you're not going to trade Jameson Williams, you're going to use this pick on a wide receiver?
I mean, unless you really love him. If you love him, you think he's the heir apparent to J-Mo, you know you can't afford to keep J-Mo, so you get J-Mo this year and the fifth-year option next year, and then Matthew Golden is part of your receiving core. But no, I probably wouldn't think that's going to happen.
I wouldn't, but Kang, you've been quick to point out, and it's accurate. Brad Holmes... They come up with players that they absolutely love. These are guys they put in the bucket, and you know, a lot of people would say, if you look at Golden being maybe the second-best wide receiver in his draft, if he's a top 10, perennial top 10 pick, and Holmes wouldn't disagree with that, then if that's the case, if a player like that's available at 28, it's hard to pass up on just pure talent, which is that's what the Lions have been doing. They just try to get the most talented player they can find.
Yeah, just to rationalize why they would take a visit with Matthew Golden, I would say this. On the outside looking in, it looks weird, but the inside out, maybe they have, even though everyone says this is a defensive-heavy first round, maybe they only have 3-4 guys with first-round grades on the defensive side of the ball, right? And there's a chance those guys are off the board by 28. Then you start going down the board, right? Stick to your boards, you know, trust the process. The next guy on the board might be Matthew Golden. Although I think they're going to pick up Jameson Williams' fifth-year option, and Brad Holmes has stated they're leaning that way, they officially haven't picked up his option yet, so that's still a thing maybe. And lastly, they just brought him in for a visit. That doesn't mean they're going to take him or they even like him. Maybe they're just gathering more intel on whether they would possibly take him or not. I do think there is some interest there because I don't think they waste top 30 visits. But along with this, I think it does send out a little smokescreen as far as letting the rest of the league know we might be interested in Matthew Golden. You go up and get him, that pushes a defensive player down to you, you know? So I think this is part of the game, but I do think there is some interest there.
248-539-9797 is a telephone number. We mentioned that Brad Holmes did speak this morning. If you were listening to the morning show, you got to hear it live, but we have played some cuts earlier today. But one of the things that he was talking about, and actually mentioned it a couple different times, and that was talking about when you draft for need. And one thing Brad Holmes has made abundantly clear They are not So there are a couple things I take out of that. One is that the Lions are never afraid to draft a player that's got an injured history because they do think more long-term with that.
Right. This year might be different, though, considering you need a guy this year still.
It looks that way. I can't argue with that. I mean, what they've got right now on the roster is bringing back exactly the same defensive line, basically, that they had last year, which means you're bringing back Marcus Davenport. What you're not bringing back at this point is Za'Darius Smith. You already said that we were not going to pay that money for him. Now, maybe Za'Darius Smith comes back and says, I'll come in for less money. But even if that's the case, you know, it's still.
He did talk about Za'Darius Smith because Smith was at the Pistons game.
Yeah.
And they asked him, like, any more contact with Smith's agent? He's like, no, we just pretty much left it with his agent will tell us if maybe he's willing to take that much of a discount. And if he is, then maybe he's here.
Right.
If not, I still think at the end of the day, Za'Darius Smith is a Lion. I really do believe that, but that's beside the point.
Well, yeah, I mean, and they still have cap space to go ahead and do it. I mean, you're not going to be signing Za'Darius Smith to a four-year deal.
No, you know? It's going to be like a one-year deal.
It would be one-year deals, which is what they're kings of doing. So I think the other interpretation I get out of this is that there's plenty of depth at positions of need for the Lions. So to say that you're not going to reach for a player, right. I mean, if you've got this group or pool of players on the defensive line and the offensive line, or maybe there's a wide receiver, and the wide receiver I think might be a little bit of a stretch because I don't think this team needs to go ahead and do that, but this is what Brad Holmes has done in the past. They've gone and taken their chances on guys. He mentioned the Jameson Williams factor, that they knew he was going to be able to play right away. It was going to take a while. Maybe they get him at the end of the season, which is exactly what happened. They got him at the end of the season. Here's what's different. This is a 15-2 football team.
Yeah, you got to win now.
This isn't a team that was, you know, coming off that first season and then they had the run in that second season.
Right.
This is not that. This is a different story altogether. This is a team that is built to win right now, and if there's going to be a player that you like on the defensive line, whether it's the tackle or an end or edge rusher, however you want to look at it, linebacker, I feel like they can go ahead and get that player. No one's going to say it's a reach.
No, exactly. They need offensive line help right now, which you could get in the draft. You might have to trade up a little bit. Or everybody talks about the edges. If they were going to take an edge, and if they fell in love with a James Pierce, or they fell in love with, choose another judge, Shermer Stewart, who actually visited them.
Shamar, rather.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
It's all right. I thought you just made him Jewish, I thought.
Shermer is Jewish?
Sounds like it.
Shamar Sherman? Maybe. Anyway. Listen, he's got a perfect RAS score.
He does have a perfect RAS score.
I'm just saying, so Brad Holmes probably enjoys that. But you can get those guys kind of closer to 28, where you're going to draft regardless.
Yeah, I think Lions fans, by and large, feel pretty comfortable if they stay at 28, that they should get a very talented player. Could be offensive line, could be defensive line, could be a linebacker if let's say, Jihad Campbell, does he slip there and kind of a jack of all trades of a linebacker and could be a pass rusher as well. Do you like that? Whether there's a defensive back that, you know, Nick Emmanuelori is this crazy RAS score guy as well, who's a safety. I mean, you don't think the Lions need a safety, but this is a guy that would be a quintessential Brad Holmes pick. He's just a great football player, great talent. You could plug him in anywhere you want. But we'll see where that is. But he did talk about trading up and trading back. Here's what he had to say about trading up in the draft. The Lions will be prepared. Brad Holmes has done a great job on draft night and draft day and draft day.
I like how
three
open
days.
He is.
Yeah,
I mean, he's pretty. I mean, compared to other Lions GMs, he's pretty transparent.
He talks
as much as you can.
Well, he's sort of transparent. I mean,
he'll say the same things.
They like best player available. That's what they do. But I think as you get longer and longer in your tenure and the team gets better and better, I think that maybe you would approach things perhaps a little bit differently. And even though he's not going to say it and do it more based on need, but what was curious to me about that is that we had the him talking about, you know, trading up and you know, if there's a guy they like, they'll go get him. I'm dying to know who that player is that they like or what the players are that they think are probably untouchable, but if they start to slip in the draft, Like, where is that point? Is it, oh my God, this guy's still available at 21. We got to go get him. And how aggressive would they be? 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. What would Brad Holmes do? Would he trade up? Would he perhaps trade back? He talks about that next. 97.1, The Ticket. So, Jeff, I had cut you off because we were up against a break here. I apologize for that, but you were going to ask a question.
Yeah, I was just curious. From people listening right now, I'm not talking about Brad Holmes. We know it's best player available, right? However, if the Lions are at 28 or maybe a little before or after, and you have your choice of, at that time, the best offensive lineman available or the best defensive lineman available, what are you going with? And I know on surface, you're going to be like, duh, 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 defense, right? However, I mean, you look at the O-line, there's holes in the O-line as well. And if a guy actually from the offensive line who are projected to go higher fell down to you, maybe you would rather go offensive line. But I'm curious what you would choose of the two.
It's, to me, it's a curious question because, you know, I've long said offensive line is a possibility for them at 28. It depends on what player is available there. You know, if it's somebody that you have very highly rated, somebody you thought is a top 15 guy, let's just say Gray Zabel, for instance.
Who, by the way, did meet with them.
Yes. And versatility playing anywhere really on the offensive line, but specifically guard and center. And big guy, kind of a mauling type player, but didn't play at the high level, but went to the Senior Bowl and answered all questions. Like when he was there at those practices, he was going against the best of the best, and he more than held his own, and that's why he's highly regarded. If this is a guy that you value as a top 15 pick and he's there at 28, it's awfully tough for me to say I'm not going to go offensive line. But to hedge it, and I hate to do that, but it depends on what defensive player is available. If the same thing is there. If both things are equal, let's just say, for instance,
we are saying both things are equal. Both guys are rated exactly as high as the other one.
And the other guy that I would look at highly is Mike Green.
Yes.
The edge rusher from Marshall. If it comes down to Mike Green and Gray Zabel, I'm probably going to go with Mike Green. And there it becomes, that's positionally, right? And, of course, Holmes is going to take whoever is more higher rated on his board. But for me, if I'm looking at those guys and I think that they're equal, all things being equal, I'd lean to the defense.
Right. Even though Mike Green, of course, has a couple accusations out there now, nothing's come from them. But obviously, you wonder how Holmes and the Lions look into that. But I hear you. I would go defense, too. Like, if all things are the same. King, real quick. I'm curious. All things are the same. You're at 28. Your best O-line or D-line is out there. Who are you going with?
D-line all day.
I agree.
And this is why they have a board, though. I don't think they have names next to each other. I think they have them in order.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, Mike Green ahead of pick your offensive line, Tyler Booker, whoever, right? I think they have them in that order, even if it's super, super close. And maybe their tiebreaker is position. But for some, I mean, they keep telling you that position doesn't matter. I mean, we played the cut already. He's not chasing need. He's drafting football players. So they'll have their board set up. But yeah, if all things equal, defense all day.
So Brad Holmes talked about trading up is the possibility. We play that cut. But he's also talked about trading back. Here's what he had to say about trading back in the draft this morning.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So there he is talking a little bit about that bucket and about what we've talked about here. If you got a bunch of guys that are in that bucket, why not trade back? And I think that they have there'd be a possibility for them in my mind, depending on what happens with the first like 10 picks of the draft. If you see teams that look like they could draft a quarterback but don't, instead they, like a team like Cleveland,
yeah,
it doesn't sound like they're going to draft the quarterback. It sounds like they're going to go with Travis Hunter. So Cleveland, would they want to get back into the first round? Say at 28 and make him deal with the Lions so that they could take a quarterback like a Jackson Dart, get him late in the first round because you want to have that fifth year option associated with that player. Is that possible? And then would the Lions have, okay, obviously it depends on what the compensation is coming toward the Lions. If it's a third round pick, would you do that just to move back, you know, 6 spots or 7 spots in a draft? Yeah, I would.
Oh, God, yes. But that's where Holmes is actually tested, because if the guy he truly wants that he has graded the highest is out there, would he be okay going to somebody else that's almost as good, but in return you get some pretty good draft compensation?
But this is why he says, if we look at our right. bucket and you see plenty of players in a bucket, we got 6 players in a bucket and we're only talking about trading back 5 spots, you know you're getting one of those 6 guaranteed.
Right.
And probably a couple, you'll have your choice between a couple of those guys. But I find it very interesting when he starts talking about the draft. As much as we do, we know best player available that's all about Brad Holmes. But that last cut about trading back tells you that there's a bucket of players, and he got excited about it, thinking, okay, if there's a bunch of players there at 28, and I tend to think that there will be, but can you find the trade partner in the second round to trade back to, or you're not trading out of that position to get one of those players in a bucket? That's not the easy part. That's the hard part. That's the heavy lifting. And that's why I'm curious to see what happens with the top of this draft. You know, are the Giants and the Browns specifically, are they going to pass up on quarterbacks? You know, are the Saints going to pass up on a quarterback? Those are teams that have top 10 picks in the second round. So we shall see. 248-539-9797. Chris is in Ypsilanti. Chris, you're next up here. 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Chris.
What's up, Chris?
Hey,
guys.
Hey, what's up? All right. I'm going to predict the future for you. Oh. Brad Holmes in the first round lives in a three-circle Venn diagram. That circle Venn diagram is high production, high-end athleticism, and high character. You can trace back every single first round pick. They are at the center of that triple Venn diagram. There's one player who will be available in the middle of the first round, right at the tips of the fingers of Brad Holmes's reach. And that's Jihad Campbell, inside linebacker, Alabama. High end athleticism. You saw him at the combine. High-end production, 117 tackles, 5 sacks, a pick, 2 forced fumbles.
And he's got a ton of versatility. He plays Mike linebacker, Will linebacker. He's a rusher. Cover. Yeah.
And he's got an outstanding RAS score as well, 985.
Coached by Saban. And think about this. In 2026, do you know how many linebackers are assigned to the current roster? 2. It's literally just Jack Campbell and Derek Barnes. Now, take a look at Atlanta. They had the second fewest picks in the draft. If Kelvin Banks, the offensive tackle out of Texas, is off the board, he can go at 10, he can go at 11, he can go at 13. If he's off the board, Atlanta is going to look to trade back. And I promise you, Brad Holmes is going to try to move heaven and earth to outbid either the Giants or the Browns to get up to 15 to take Jihad Campbell, because he's probably not going to make it out of the top 20. He just won't.
So that's your big call. That's your big call. Is you think they're going to go all
call.
In on
that's
Jihad
my call.
Campbell?
And on FanDuel, the Lions are plus +3,800 to take a linebacker with their first overall pick.
Doing it.
The Lions have been interviewing linebackers all day. They had Jihad Campbell in, but they interviewed almost every single linebacker at the combine. They are looking for linebackers, and Jihad Campbell is that guy. He really is that guy.
Well, we'll see. And thanks for the call, Chris. I appreciate it.
They had 3 linebackers come at least for their pro day or for their meeting.
Yes.
Why are you looking at me like?
No, I was just trying to remember. Yeah. Who are they?
Chaz Chambliss, Ruben Hippolyte, and there was one more I saw that I can't see right now. Damn it, where'd it go? There was one more. Trust me on this.
I will trust you.
Yes. Anyway. Yes.
Yeah, and as you get, it's not a terribly deep draft for top-end linebackers. Jihad Campbell is the one that could go in the first round. After that, the next best linebacker, at least by the athletic rated, is Carson Schweisinger, who is from UCLA, and he's rated in the second round. And then it's Danny Stutzman from Oklahoma, who's got a third-round grade. Now, look, the Lions are going to have different grades than these. This is just a baseline to look at. But what that tells you is that, at least by this source, the depth isn't necessarily at that position. But if you value Jihad Campbell, which I do think the Lions do, I think there's a lot to like with Jihad Campbell because he can play every down and he can play multiple positions. He's not pigeonholed to be the off-ball linebacker or the outside linebacker.
But he's got the versatility they like. Yeah. But with that being said too, like, Brad Holmes talked about this today. He talked about the chart, right? Like what it would take to move up, what it would take to move down. And he was talking about some teams are so specific about the chart that they need to go exactly. You have to give them exactly what they're looking for. And if not, they're not going to do a deal. Apparently the Holmes and the Lions way of doing things is within range. They're like, you're in range. Let's make a deal.
Correct. Yes, and I like that because there's flexibility.
I do too.
I mean, it's having the hard and fast.
More chance for a trade, exactly.
Well, and lots of people have their hard and fast rules when it comes to the draft, and if you're going to stick by that, because a lot of the popular hard and fast rules are you can't draft a running back in the first round.
Yeah.
You can't draft a tight end in the first round. You can't draft a linebacker in the first round. Well, the Lions went
kicker
ahead.
Kicker either.
Right, well, but those are the three positions that come up specifically here in Detroit. The Lions went and did 2 of those 3, right. And the third they actually took early in the second round, and they've paid pretty good dividends to this point.
The funny thing is the running back, when Jahmyr Gibbs was taken, the absolute outrage across Metro Detroit, probably by myself as well. I can't remember that far back. But, I mean, honestly, what a pick. Could you imagine? And then all the Myles Garrett discussion, because we thought he was available until he went back to Cleveland. All the people that are like, are you insane? You would give up Jahmyr Gibbs in a Myles Garrett trade? You're a moron. When 2 months or 2 years earlier, they were like, you took a running back in the first round?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can't have hard and fast rules. You got to be flexible about it. And even with specifically with Jahmyr Gibbs, they clearly, when you look back at that, had Jahmyr Gibbs in his bucket of great players, but they thought that he was going to be available to them later on. Right. That's why they traded back to do what they did, and it worked out brilliantly for them. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1, The Ticket.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, so something else Brad Holmes touched on today, and this is an interesting question to ask, is asking about what he won't do in the draft and how it is that people should sit back and watch the draft. Here's what he had to say. One of the things that bothers me about that whole thing, though, is that I don't think he's looking at this the right way. It's not, I think he's kind of dumbing down the audience. Like the audience is just saying, and the fans are saying, well, you got to get the edge rusher because, that's the position of need. I think the fans are smart enough to know that, of course, it has to be a fit, and of course, it has to be a guy who can play. Take a third edge rusher in the draft because he's an edge rusher. You're not saying that.
I think Brad Holmes is looking at it from the standpoint of he's got a bunch of people that are waiting to say and prove him wrong. Like, oh, how you took that guy? You got it wrong, Brad. When nobody's like that. First of all,
well,
Brad
that's not
has,
true.
Well, not right plenty, now. Well, not right now.
There are still people that.
I mean, not as much as there used to be with any other GM that's been for the Lions. But to say like, why are people so interested in getting it right? I mean, it's human nature, dude. And we care, doesn't he? He should be happy so many people care about the damn thing.
Well, people definitely care about the draft, and it's a week away. I can't wait for it. I think it's exciting to see what they can do at 28 because, and particularly after what he had to say about moving up and moving back in the draft, You know, that is absolutely that they're engaged in that and they plan for that and they talk about what that plan would be. Hey, here's the compensation we would have to give up to move up to a certain spot, or here's what we would expect in return if we're going to move back for a certain spot. What it tells me is that there are a lot of players that they can envision being a Detroit Lion in or around number 28, whether it's moving up to 22 or moving back to pick 34 or 35 in the draft, whatever the case is. There's a lot of players I think that they envision being Detroit Lions because they're great football players, which is what they look for most. Now, here's the kicker. It just so happens that those players are probably going to fit a position of need as well. And it's okay.
I would agree. You can kill two birds with one stone. Yeah.
But Gator, you're not going to take the 10th best offensive tackle at 28 just because you need an offensive tackle.
Very quickly.
Yes.
Stoney and Rico are about to come in here. Tigers start a 10-game homestand. You got the Royals, the Orioles, and the best in baseball Padres on a level of 1 to 10 concern level for Riley Green. Go.
1 to 10, my concern?
1 to 10. He is 1 for his last 32. He's got 28 strikeouts for the season and 18 in that span.
I'm at a 3. I'm not terribly concerned. Okay. I mean, there is concern to be sure because it is a horrible stretch. He struck out 18 times and he's 32 at-bats during the slump.
The strikeouts are pretty bad, too.
It's horrible.
There's different kinds of strikeouts, you know?
He looks outmatched, and it's not a good look. I thought at the beginning of the season, he hit a couple of home runs, and they were like straight uppercut shots.
Yeah, he was
and
great
they were,
in
they
Seattle.
Were like, did that seriously get out of the ballpark? And like, it did. Okay. Thought it was too high of a launch angle, and yet he did. But since then, it feels like that's what he's going up to the plate to do every time, is to hit the ball as deep as he can, as opposed to just going up there and hitting. I don't think he's got the right approach right now, but that's me on the outside looking in. I'm sure he's doing everything he can to correct it, but my concern level isn't terribly high just yet, but I'm on alert. I'm on alert here. Well, like, am I going to play him? I think he's going to get every start against right-handed pitching to try to correct this problem. But the question is, when you go against left-handed pitching, do you still automatically pencil in Riley Green, left field, Riley Green, center field?
You need him in the field, so I say yes. I mean, if anything, you don't have a center fielder that you can trust a ton. I mean, Kreidler's been better, but you need him in the outfield because the other options are Jahan, who's not a great fielder, and, I mean, Kerry Bonds is okay defensively, but I think you need Riley defensively. But I'm kind of at a 4 out of 10. I truly believe dude was an all-star last year. I'm pretty sure he's going to get it together, and I'm sure some home cooking will help, but it's staggering. I mean, it is startling to see some of those at-bats, especially yesterday. He walks away, and he is just, he is kerfluffled. He has no idea what the hell just happened.
Stoney joins us.
How are you?
Stoney, just how, fine. How are you?
What's going on?
I'm good. Thanks, Riggs. Good to see you like twice within the last 5 hours.
I know. I saw you early this morning. Down at Allen Park.
Yes.
So you were there for the Brad Holmes presser. I heard you ask a question, at least one question.
Yeah. It was actually an innocuous question.
What was the question? Oh, it was about the charts, right?
Do they still use it?
Yeah.
To trade up or down?
The draft trade chart.
The value chart.
I like how he says, like, it doesn't have to be exact. The philosophy of the Lions doesn't have to be exact.
Right.
But with other teams, they can be.
Yeah. If you're 0.5 away, right, they won't make the trade.
Well, you got standards.
That's right.
I don't know. I like the fact that they're actually flexible on that, but
yes,
we shall see. I can't believe it's just a week away. Rico, how are you?
Good, gentlemen. How are you guys?
Excellent. What's coming up on the show next?
I used to Rieger sitting right there.
I know. Usually it's Douglas.
I mean, I have a little more hair than Doug, and I eat way more meat than Doug. Other than that, we're pretty much the same guy. I'm respectful, too.
This is your flex? Wow. Gator, let me ask you a question.
I'm a better golfer than Doug.
No, you're not.
I beat him by 10 strokes at the company outing.
Okay, well, that's one.
Rieger, you had 4 hours to sell your insecurities. Can I answer Gator's question now?
Nobody's impressed?
No, we're not. We're not. What we got coming up? One, with the Pistons playoffs coming up, I don't think they're going to win. Stoney doesn't think they're going to win the playoffs. Doesn't mean
you guys are very
we're not
negative.
Bad fans. But no, it's like Pistons fans, explain to us why we're wrong. Why you feel so confident in beating the Knicks. And we'll talk about some of Brad Holmes and the things that he said. And do you think the Lions are going to trade up, trade down,
or are they just going to make the pick at 28?
Sounds good. Coming up next year, 97.1, The Ticket.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.